Hello and welcome to NJ Biz Conversations. I'm your host, Jeff Kanaj. My guest today is Sean Mallier. He's the founder and CEO of Winter for Kids. That's a nonprofit that helps improve children's lives through winter sports activities. Sean, welcome.
Good to see you, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Good to see you again. I say again because I should also point out that you were a member of our most recent class of NJ Biz Icon Award honorees, so congratulations for that.
Thank you. It's a great privilege, and I thank you for recognizing mostly the team because they really make things happen here for kids in New Jersey and New York.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk a lot about that, the organization, how it started and how it works. But first, I do want to give our viewers a sense of your own background, which is actually quite interesting. Your experience includes a Marine pilot, a banker, several executive roles at nonprofits. Let me start, though, with your introduction to skiing, which, as I understand it, happened while you were in the service. Is that correct?
It did. It's not a very pleasant story. The net of it is never follow a friend to a ski area and let them say, it'll be okay, just follow me. But I did get introduced to skiing at Park City and while I was in the Marine Corps. And I did follow my navigator, which I always did as a pilot, up a particular slope without a lesson, without the right clothes, and needless to say, it was not a great experience. However, I was in California at the time. I joined a ski club. Misery loves company, happy hours worked. And so I had enough of a social environment to keep me going so that I can enjoy it. And that was then, and here I am today.
Yes, indeed. You then later became a ski coach, and now, as you say, here you are today. I'm curious, though, given that wide range of experience, what drove you on your journey? What were you looking for?
I always tell people I probably couldn't keep a job after college, but I do think that most of the things I did, I really didn't know I wasn't supposed to. And for some reason, as I grew up in mostly late high school and college, the idea of opportunity was opened up to me. And so I basically would pursue anything that came in front of me, from being a pilot in the Marine Corps, salesperson, senior executive in technology, a banker, helping people with their financial side, and then taking all of those things together to be able to not only find a place like the National Winter Activity Center where Winter for Kids is, but to create a program that takes everything that I've learned and helps kids develop better attitudes about their self, their self-esteem, their health. Health is more than just what the doctor says, but it's nutrition, physical activity, mental health. Open their minds and their hearts to opportunities. Mastery, which is more about progress than perfection. And then a love and access to the outdoors. So all of those things come together and the best thing I've ever had the opportunity to do in my life.
Okay. Well, that was the next question I was going to ask, was what prompted you to establish, you said it's the National Winter Activity Center and Winter for Kids. What were you hoping to accomplish when you set out on that part of your life?
I think that, Jeff, with the colleagues that I had known around skiing, especially the competitive side of the sport, the national governing bodies, the U.S. Ski and Snowboard, some individuals wanted to extend the experience of winter sports to those who traditionally didn't have access. And when we got together, we looked at creating an organization with a mission to do that and actually built on a defunct environment in Vernon, which was the Olympian Valley, a physical place and space to do what we just talked about. The interesting part about that is, Jeff, we evolved from just getting into the sport, but using the experiences of the outdoors to be able to be life-changing and life-saving. So we took a sport and realized, actually through COVID, that there was so much more to kids getting out there that happened to be able to affect them to be able to deal with some of the crises that all kids from whatever backgrounds go through.
Well, that's interesting, because that's what I wanted to get to next was what you do is more than just give ski lessons. Yes, I mean you're providing a lot of different kinds of instruction or help to kids who may need it.
Yeah, that's true. Our framework, of course, is getting kids out on a snow or outside with lessons, with equipment, healthy food, which kids and everybody loves, and then instructors and group leaders who help to affect their experience while they're out here. But the keys were, so why were we doing that, and what did the impact of the experience at Winter for Kids do for these participants? And from schools who are partners and their advocates, whether they're principals or they're chaperones or other organizations, they said that when they're here, they're able to find a way to develop positive responses to what we might all understand as negative experiences. So to take those things like hopelessness, sometimes isolation, maybe being bullied or bullying. From time to time, people have family dysfunctional things, and that affects everybody, and especially the kids. But when we have them here and we deal with those values of welcoming, empathy, embracing, and belonging, we found that by taking those values and incorporating that to everything we do, we actually give them the opportunity to choose more positive behavior in spite of the negative experiences.
Okay, and I'm guessing that what you're doing has been fairly well received. As I read, you've gone from a couple of hundred kids to nearly a couple of thousand kids at this point that you're working with every season. Am I right about that?
We've gone from that 180 in 2015 to over 15,000 kids.
There you go.
And you know, the interesting part about that is that every kid who comes here is at least affected or has the opportunity to actually kind of redirect their behavior or at least have a safe environment to consider an alternative to negative behaviors.
Okay. Now you mentioned
But there's
that you're in the
one
former
part.
hit. Sorry, go ahead.
There's one other part that I always forget: fun. That these kids actually have fun skiing, snowboarding, cross country, any of those things. So while they have fun, they continue to grow as individuals.
I'm gonna get to that too, but I just want to get some sort of more practical things out of the way. You mentioned that you're in the former Hidden Valley Ski Resort. How did you get that? How did you transform it into a place that's good for kids to be? What did you do, and what do you have there now?
Well, at the time, it was bankrupt and everything from an infrastructure was defunct. And of course, we had, as a nonprofit, we had to go and to collaborate with funders and individuals to provide the necessary economic resources to repurpose and re-engineer. So it has all new lifts, new trails, new buildings, new snowmaking, state-of-the-art, and also we moved from just alpine and snowboarding and skiing to cross country. So a couple of things: people who care, people who support, and then a whole team of individuals who, with their time and talent, help make it a great place just for kids. No adults, no undirected free skiing, but everything here built to be able to enable them to have fun, to develop skills, and be better participants and youth than they were when they came here.
You mentioned getting the funding. I read where you raised about $20 million originally. I suppose that your experience, your previous experience as a banker in the corporate world, that helped you with that.
I think that, yeah, at the heart of it, I'm a salesperson, but in order to be a good salesperson, you have to have an extraordinary product. The fact that we take this sport and use it to change lives makes it easier for me to connect with individuals who care, and they care not only with their time and talent, but with the resources for us to not only to build what we have, but to help support the kids coming here. So it's easier for me because I'm a project skier. I'm one of them who had a redirection into something more positive than the environment might have let me, that taken me down some negative behaviors.
Okay. And I also read that the operation is self-sustaining now. How does that work? How do you wh where does your funding come from now? Because I also read that the kids who come there actually don't pay anything out of their own pockets. How do you sustain what you're doing now?
That's an interesting question. There is a fee that the organizations and sometimes and most times kids contribute to their families.
Okay.
So it's a fundable environment, and there's different levels of funding depending upon the economics of the place they come from, the families they are in, and so there's resources. But in order to be sustainable, we have to do a very good job of making sure that our delivery on the outcomes, right? Those kids who have positive behaviors is both evident and also being able to prove to people that we make a difference. Then we have individuals who care, especially as they talk about redirecting kids before mental health becomes an issue. Because that's a key thing, is
Okay.
that if we get them and give them a positive place and space before that, then mental health becomes less of an issue. But surely we're not self-sustaining yet.
Okay.
We're trying to build a fundable environment by raising more funds from individuals, corporations, foundations, and partners to be able to make sure that this space is always there for any kid from any background for the rest of their lives and ours as well.
Okay, well, that was the next question, was what kind of kids you get there. You're saying any kid from any background. So there really is no typical, no average kid who comes to see you and participates in what you're doing there.
Well, just think about this, Jeff, and we all have kids. The fact that kids and youth are in crisis, right? From things like we talk about in school, where they're getting bullied or not bullied. Some kids don't have any idea about what they want to do. They are isolated. Some kids give up hope. It does affect those who are socially, economically challenged, but it affects all kids. So for us, when we looked at this and said, all these kids are almost kids in crisis. We can now make a difference across the whole spectrum. So yes, there are kids from Newark, and yes, there are kids from Elizabeth, and yes, there are kids from New York City, but there are also kids from Summit, Milford,
Okay.
Camden. We actually had kids here this weekend from Florida and Georgia. So we found out that in this environment, there is the opportunity for us to make a difference everywhere. And with everyone.
Okay. Now, not being a winter person myself, I'm curious as to how kids take to being out in the cold. I mean, do they actually, especially, I mean, you just mentioned kids from Florida and Georgia, probably not used to a New Jersey winter.
Well, that's really an interesting thing. And we took that and we provide clothing for them. When they show up, the first thing is that we feed them and healthy meals, hot meals. And then our group leaders are very good about getting them prepared, both with clothing and equipment, and then moving them outside in a very planned and methodical way so that they don't ever really experience the negative part of being cold. So they spend at least 4 hours in a session, but we plan it out so if they get a little chilly, we bring them inside. Hot
Okay.
chocolate. Get a little warm, help them to have a very credible experience, much better than my first experience.
I'll bet. Much better than any experience I would have had too. But what happens if you don't have any snow? I mean, it hasn't been a lot of snow around here anyway for the past couple of years. Do you still have snowmaking equipment from the resort, or what do you do if you don't have that?
So our physical facility is a National Winter Activity Center. Our program is branded under Winter for Kids. Both of
Okay.
those are us. But we have the best automated system for snowmaking in the country. So
Okay.
we can do with 3 people that another place takes 30, but it's all computerized. Every single one of the snow guns has a weather station. So we actually can be more efficient and effective Like even in this last year with the ebbs and flows of the mother temperatures, you should see what we have outside here today. I'd say on average we probably have 6 feet everywhere.
Wow. Okay.
And a lot of that has come from natural snow, but us putting snow on top of that.
Okay.
Not on top of that, because we mix it in
right.
so that we don't have these layers, but it's really quite incredible. And it's an incredible team of individuals that okay. make this place happen, Jim.
Okay, well, that is really impressive, because I was really actually wondering that when I was thinking about this and thinking about the last two or three winters that we had, and there just hasn't been a whole lot of snow. So it's interesting. Okay, so before I let you go, what does the future look like? What are you expecting? What are you planning for? Are you just expanding the number of kids you help? What do you think about when you think of where you're going to be, where the organization is going to be, say, 2 or 3 years down the line?
That's a great question, and I have multiple answers. One is to serve more kids, to make sure that we're not turning kids away. In order to do that, we, of course, have to finish construction of a new lodge that we have. All of those things require us to raise money. We have a campaign going, kind of call it Hope and Healing Campaign, so that we raise funds for transportation, which is a big issue for kids. Capital, so that we finish up the construction we have, for participating programs to make sure we have resources for those who can't afford to get here. So in the next, I would like to see us be in a place where we have the resources so that no kid, no program gets turned away. But really that requires partnerships with fundable organizations or funding organizations like Community Foundation New Jersey. You know, we're rich in the corporate side of the world in New Jersey because we have more Fortune 500 companies in the States, partnerships there, and of course, individuals whose heart and their time and talent and resources help us to continue. So to be there for more kids, to have the funds to make sure we're successful, and to keep getting better in delivering the things that we need to do so every kid has a good shot at a better life and a better opportunity. And better journey.
Okay, a perfect place to end. If a corporate executive, a business owner watching this wants to get involved, go to the Winter for Kids website and National Winter Action Center. Who should they contact?
This is easy. It's www.winter4kids.org. And okay. Then they can always find me or Jessica or anybody on Facebook, any of social media sites. But anytime anybody, just come ask questions and then come visit us.
Okay. All right. And for viewers who are interested in getting involved, there is a link. That link is in the post accompanying this video. So it will be available for anyone who wants to get in touch. Sean Mallier, CEO of Winter for Kids, thank you very much for joining me. I really appreciate you taking your time. It's a fascinating story.
Thank you, Jeff, and I appreciate you. Have a great, great, great day.
You too. And thank you for watching. Until next time, stay safe, everyone.